You ended up being situated in a very lucrative place to be, I suppose, as far as...
Mr. had 160 acres here, and he divided up in
20 acres a head.
This way, per head, for the six children.
I see.
He gave each one of it. He said he wanted us... I was always told it, when was it, 46 when he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there.
46 or 47.
He took one of those spells where he's feeling bad, and he thought he was fixing to die, and he said... Well, he said, I want all the kids to have a grub shake. So he give each one of us, I guess, the follow the instinct to have all the kids live close to you, you know. And he started at the far end with the oldest and brought it down here to the youngest, which was me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Still is. And I was right there where that Ramada Inn sits in my part.
And, of course, when the interstate begun, there was debatable for a long time where the interstate would go. But finally was come this way, and when it did, why, that made each one of the children have a little property there.
They took the oldest girl's property in total underneath the interstate, and then the oldest boy took almost all of his,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of us was real
then the
lucky.
Next, see, Miss Dale has an older girl, and then a boy, then another girl, then a baby boy, we called it. And then our two.
The other two.
Made four boys all together, but two girls.
And I've managed most of this property as far as selling off at the time, this and that, and dog fights and what have you in the meantime.
People and, knocking on the door trying to talk you out of something.
It's amazing how, you know, some of these people come out here and to buy and what they put out. And I guess a lot of stories, I guess they think, you know, we've never heard the stories before. But like I say, things used to be a lot quieter around here.
Yes.
But anyway, after doing all that, I went back to school. Again, I've been going out here to air base at night. And I just recently, I got an AA and then I got a BA in business. And I'm starting now with master's this October.
They both go to school.
Me and my wife both. She got hers. She was just a little bit ahead of me. We've already got accepted to the University of Arkansas. We're going back for
master's.
Well, we go out here.
It's a branch.
I see they have a branch.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because he can live at home, you see.
What they call the circuit. You know,
now, he owns his own home. He has.
Well, in the meantime, my dad-in-law endowed us with a run-down house and a lot. Exactly what it was.
It was.
There wasn't no doubt about it. Right. And I tore the old house down and built me a daydream.
It's pretty.
And I built one of these A-frame houses, a modernistic look.
Very modern.
And
like this one was when it was built.
Yeah.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if we look at, what is it, 35, 40, say 40 years ago, and now your A-frame house 40 years from now, people say, can you believe they thought that was really modern?
Really modern?
Well, he'll probably make changes in it.
The thing about this house is, when we took...
This is an English-type house.
When we took,
it still looks modern.
Yeah, when we took the windows out of it. When we took the old windows, you know, had those little, with the little square, you know, mm-hmm. windows in it, little
16.
Bitty windows. And when we took them out, and I was very forceful, I guess I shouldn't have been, and I kept demanding we put, you know, these type windows in because they're storm windows, and we couldn't open them other ones. And finally, it took some time to get it over to the carpenters and what have you, what we wanted. But after we got through that problem, they said, oh, well, you want windows in the house, you know, after we've been telling them we want windows in the house. And they put them in like this, and it changed the whole complexion of the house.
Sure did.
Made it look like a brand new house.
It does look like it.
Oh, we took out partitions. There was a partition there and a partition there, and we took that all out. This door opening used to be right here, and we moved it over there, and we took down chimneys.
Well, the reason that I was confused, you know, I'm staying at the Ramada Inn,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen this house because obviously it shows up
well,
when
sure,
it's the
right
only house.
It really does.
Right. That's it.
And it's the only house, and it's right across, and my room is just right here on this very end,
mm-hmm.
one, see. So I mean,
did
I
you see me go to town this morning?
Well, I didn't see. I wasn't watching houses yesterday. Anyway, you know, you just step out and see it. So I said, well, at first I thought, well, that I don't see another one, but that can't be the right one because this house looks too new.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said that it was, you know, an older house.
It is
and
older.
I said, no, this
well,
is
another
the right
thing
one.
That makes it appear new, you know, rocks coming back in this area.
Is,
that's
true. In this
and,
area, it's
and this
back.
House had the handmade wood shingles on it when they built
yeah.
it.